Hello.
Hi, Scott.
How are you doing today, Andrew?
I am wonderful, Scott. How are you?
Oh, you know, it's been a day.
I was here for a meltdown, so that
let's
was
just
exciting.
Start it. It's the bowl chat. Yes, it's the bowl chat.
Yay!
Can we have a chat, Andrew?
Yes.
So, have you ever done something in life and you thought it was really good? And then it all went to hell.
Yep.
So we just recorded a really good episode of Serial Killers. Really good. I liked it. We were nice to each other.
Ish.
We had a good
nice-ish
time. We said a lot of funny things.
Yeah.
And then I went to listen to it. My mic was not even on. So I'm angry because it was a waste of time. I'm angry because it was really good.
It was a good episode.
You would have liked it.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I don't feel like I want to recreate it. I just want to move on. And it is what it is, because when you try to do the same thing again, it's not the same.
So are we not going to do those?
We'll do those serials, but, you know, it's just going to be, it'll be a quick 5-minute episode where we'll just review the serials and call it a day. We won't have any fun banter. And, you know, it is what it is.
You kicked a box.
I'm angry. There was something. There's a glass in that box. But whatever.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen you that mad before.
It's just. It's been. It's been a rough 30 minutes.
It was a rough 10 minutes. The episode went great.
Oh, it was a 20 minute episode.
Yeah, but the past 10 minutes you've been raging.
I have. Are my ears still red, or have they? Have I cooled down just a bit?
I can't really tell. I mean, the HD camera does show off your ears though.
Anyway, welcome to Bowl Chat.
Yay, it's Bowl Chat time.
I don't think that we're doing every Wednesday yet.
We are.
We are?
Yep.
We don't have enough of them in the can, as they say.
We have had 2 weeks in the can, so those 2 weeks go up.
Can we just skip a week every once in a while if we want to? Can we just say it's like some Wednesdays?
It's most Wednesdays.
Most Wednesdays will just surprise you.
Most Wednesdays, meaning if there's a month, we're 4 out of 4.
Okay.
Unless I don't want to upload one. And then it's like,
Then it's on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm not like Scott, who wants to upload episodes on holidays and pretend that we're here on a holiday. And then our ratings tank that day.
It's not ratings. It's not ratings. People listen to it whenever they want.
Yeah, but we see our biggest spike on the day an episode is released. So when we pretend like we're here on Christmas or New Year's, people aren't listening because they're not commuting.
But don't you like to think that you're spending holiday time with our listeners?
No.
Some quality family time with them.
No.
They're sitting around the fire, crackling fireplace, listening to Bowl Chat.
We should be. No, that's not a thing.
It's not.
The same way that like TV ratings on Christmas or New Year's or Easter, like, or any other holiday, if it's a day that people have off and are not commuting, they're not going to actively say, the first thing I got to do at 7 a.m. is go listen to them.
You don't think there are entire families just, they all get together and they are very excited for a Monday and Wednesday and they listen to podcasts?
Listen, God bless if they do. And if you do, make sure you're all listening on each own individual devices, please.
I bet you there has to be one family out there that Monday mornings, they listen and they sit around the breakfast table and they eat cereal and they say, I'd have given that one 3 bowls. I bet you there's at least one family that does that. Out of the thousands of people that listen to us, there has to be one. Please send us a picture of you and your family sitting around the breakfast table rating cereal while listening to us.
Know what I really want? A breakfast nook.
Oh, we just built one.
I decided if I get a house ever, I want a breakfast nook. Those things look cozy AF, and I want one.
Well, Amy built a coffee bar.
Ooh.
So there's a one long counter that is just going to have a coffee machine sitting on it.
Love it.
And then there's a counter with stools, so that could be the breakfast nook.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like a booth with like a nice table.
Yeah. But how dare you, kids?
Chairs.
Do not kick the counter.
Oh.
Or you're in trouble.
Do your kids kick the counter?
I mean, everybody kind of moves their feet around.
Yeah.
Like, right. I just kicked the counter.
Yeah, I'm often a...
No, that's not the counter. What's the under part called? This is the counter.
Under counter.
Okay.
I shake my foot. That's what I would say.
You're a nervous shaker?
I don't find it to be nervous, but like my foot is constantly going. And I hate it when people call it out like, stop shaking your foot. Like that now makes me feel self-conscious.
Amy would do that. If I shake my foot in the bed, she'll jam her hand on my foot and say, stop it, because it makes her vomit. for some reason it makes her nauseous when the bed shakes or moves or whatever. Oh. Like if the dog is on the bed and he's all, and the whole bed is shaking, she's like, get off. I don't know. Everyone has their thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of a shaken bed giving.
That's shaken bed syndrome.
Yeah, I guess yes. So.
That's what's going on there. So, Andrew, what'd you bring to the table today? What can we talk about?
Hold on. I'm going to... There was comments on YouTube that I would like to read.
Okay.
That had topics for us.
All right.
But you need to give me a second. So, you know, fill the time.
Okay. I'm going to light this match for you. Ready?
Are you serious right now?
Look, I just lit a match. Well, you're telling me to kill time. I don't know what to do.
Kill time by, like, talking about something. Like, oh, my God, last weekend, the funniest thing happened.
You know what I miss? Matches with green tips. I haven't seen them in a long time. Remember matches with green tips?
What a great topic.
And how about those strike anywhere matches? Those ones that you would bring out into the woods with you, and you can just strike them on a rock or something like that?
I'm not going to ask any more questions.
What? Why I would be out in the woods?
Well, no. You've already told us about your many... experiences in the woods.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've had no experiences in the woods.
Oh,
I'm not okay. A very woodsy guy.
Bull chat topics. This okay. Is from Renee. I don't know where she's from, but this is YouTube.
Whatever, dude. It's your friend Renee. Get off.
No, it's not. Renee Bueller.
Oh, okay.
Bull chat topic. Andrew moving out of the pizza oven. Yes, I moved. What's Scott going to call his next place?
My next place?
Yeah, I don't really know what that one's supposed to be.
I don't know what that means.
Crap you get rid of. Why Scotty can never give away all the stuff in the attic? Like, why do you have to go through everything in your attic? That's actually a good topic. Why are you a hoarder? Let's get into it.
I really don't want to do this because Amy loves Bull Chat and she listens to it. And every time you say something about me, she's like, Andrew's right.
Thank you.
Andrew's right. You know,
thank you.
You are a control freak. Andrew's right. Yeah. You wind up getting me and her into an argument. It's all your fault.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
That, again, would be a sign of being a control freak.
No. You know what? It's just hard for me to let go.
You're looking to place blame on someone.
It's hard for me to let go of my life. I have things from many different periods of my life that mean things to me, and I keep them. And I guess in this day and age, you could just take a picture, but I like to hold things. Every once in a while, I'll go into the attic, and I'll sit there for hours, and I'll look through stuff from high school or elementary school or my beginnings in radio. And there's stuff in there that it brings me back and it's happy memories for me. And why is it not okay? Okay, fine. I don't need 17 of the same t-shirt from 1996 that I got from the radio station.
You don't.
Cool. I can throw out 16 of them.
Yeah.
All right. Or donate them, whatever. But why do I have to get rid of my stuff? Like, why? Like if I wrote a storybook in fourth grade, why do I have to throw that out? Why can't I keep that? Why? Why not?
Do you keep the kids' stuff?
Of course. We keep the important kids' stuff. Like, we get rid of some things, like the dumb drawings that mean nothing. But, you know, things that are meaningful, sure we keep. And I don't know. Things have meaning to me. I don't want to
just... Is your entire attic filled with things?
Our entire attic is filled with stuff.
That's a problem.
But that's where you put stuff, in the attic. That's what attics are for.
But that's where it goes to die.
No.
That's See, like Amy's the retiring
thing is,
spot.
Amy's whole thing is... Why do you want to make the kids go through all this stuff? Get rid of it now so when we die, the kids don't have to deal with it. But
yeah, I mean, I think I've recently, after moving and everything else, I kept my backpack full of like travel things.
Just so a backpack?
Like, well, no. And then in my house, like in my parents' house, I would just take everything out and throw it into a drawer. But then I was like, okay, what am I really going to do with this map of Tokyo Disneyland? But I kept it.
I hear you.
Look, I mean, it just, I get it. There's a certain attachment that you feel, but then it's at a certain point, you're just kind of like,
I don't know, man.
What is going on with this?
Everybody's different. You know, holding things bring back good memories to me. So I don't know.
My mom is of like, when we started scanning in old photos, because I got a machine for Christmas that like scans all your old photos and puts them on a cloud. The albums themselves, she was like, yeah, throw them away. Like, these things have been in your life for decades. And now you're just throwing away the book. I feel bad for the book. The book, to me, has a personality.
I don't know. I have a hard time getting rid of things. That's all. I mean, like, so when my parents die, I mean, it's going to happen, so I can say that. It's hopefully not soon. But I would be excited to go through their attic of things, like their old things from when they were younger. I think that's so cool. I mean, I would throw a lot of it out, but I just think that that's so much fun to go through, like, old stuff. I don't know. I like old stuff. I like nostalgia. I like things from days gone by.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like old commercials and old advertising and old things and whatever. So if I find like a thing of old pictures or old soda can, whatever, like from the 50s and 60s, I think that stuff is cool. And some of it has value. You know, stop making faces at me.
I would say the last part, some of it has value, gets a little A&E's hoarders-ish. I could sell this on Facebook Marketplace. Just give me some time.
No, I know what's garbage and what. Like, I found a, what was it? What was the Nintendo system? Like, one of the first ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found that in my parents' basement that I put there in a sealed box. And I wound up getting $1,400 for it.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, there are some things that sit around that you forget about that are... Look, most of the time, people only want to buy, like, new stuff in a box. Yeah. Like, it's weird, like, buying someone's, you know, wig from, I don't know, the 60s. That's kind of weird and gross, but I don't know.
I got to sell Pokemon cards. That's my thing. And know what sucks about it? I had an entire book of holographic cards. I know I did. It was a blue binder, and I only put certain stickers on it.
Your mom threw it out.
I don't know where it went. I don't know if I gave it to one of my cousins.
Donna, where is it, Donna?
I have a whole box. I have a whole book of, like, not rare cards, but some first generation ones, which I can sell. But the problem is there is no one person that you can go to and say, hey.
Well, that's the thing. It's so time consuming to put each individual thing on eBay or wherever you want to put it. It takes forever.
But some of them I do have, and I see them going for like $600. I just have never sold anything on eBay.
But Donna threw them out, sorry. Hey, Donna, why you got to do me like that?
So, needless to say, what? I did have a Charizard that...
I don't know what that means.
I can't believe you're not a Pokemon person.
What?
No,
I was too old for that.
Pokemon has had made a resurgence. People like it again.
I'm too old for that.
Not true. You could.
Okay, hold on. I just found a Pokemon. Oh, I gotta go over there. Do they still do that?
I literally want to like throw myself off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Why?
That is the worst. I don't know what you just did.
Isn't it Pokemon Go? People still do that?
People still Pokemon Go quite frequently.
That's insanity.
How?
I don't know. Well, I guess like wanting to go see old gas stations is insanity too, so whatever.
And don't you do that?
That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Whatever. That's
what old gas stations have you seen recently?
I don't know. It's just like fun to pull up at some old gas station in the middle of nowhere that has that old school pump with the little numbers that tick, you know? That's cool. I'm going to fill my car up with that.
What?
Never mind.
Last time you went to an old gas station that had that?
It's been a minute, but if you travel across country, you could find some like old school gas station with like two pumps. You know, and has all the old school everything.
Oh, yeah, when you went to Santa Fe.
Yeah, that was a good trip. I would do that again in a second.
You really liked driving?
I love driving so much. Nobody likes driving with me, but I love road trips more than anything. I just like driving.
I am not the... So, for me, when it comes to driving, the way I view it is almost like a competition with myself. I am challenging myself to beat the clock and the estimated time of arrival.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody does that.
I love it so much.
I do it every morning.
I get like a thrill from it.
Every morning.
It's
if
great.
I can shave 3 minutes off my drive time to work from what Waze told me it's going to be.
Oh my God.
I've won.
Yes. I feel that same exact way. I've driven to Ohio multiple times. I drove to Kentucky. And listen, when I can save time, I'm like, God bless. I love it. But the act of driving itself, I'm just kind of like, meh.
No, it's more like I like to see the country. I like to see different things. I love pulling off at little random roadside restaurants and, of course, Waffle House. You know, that's my favorite. When I drove to Elvis's, I think I stopped at 4 different ones.
I can't right now that we're really trying to be like, you get to see the best of America. Waffle House.
Well, you know what it is? When you don't have something near you, it's exciting to pass one. Oh my God, look at that. There's a Cracker Barrel. You know what I mean? Like,
we have Cracker Barrels.
You have them in New Jersey. I don't have them. Actually, there's one coming to Long Island, apparently, so... Which is going to be really out of place, but okay.
Yeah, because you're going to be the one customer.
What?
You're going to be the only customer.
That's not true.
Out of chain restaurants, like a Cracker Barrel is not it to me. I've tried.
It's a novelty.
I've tried.
And the general store has all that crap.
I don't get it. And they have the pin thing that Friendly's used to have on the table.
They don't have them now because they don't want greasy people touching them.
Oh.
We went to one a couple of weeks ago, and they don't have them right now.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm still sure they don't clean the silverware, so what's the difference?
I miss Friendly so much. There's one left.
They're going away fast.
And I got to get to it.
They're going away fast. Most of America does not have Friendlies.
Oh,
it's more of a
blizzards.
Northeast thing, I believe. It's not,
not
what?
The blizzards. The
Fribble?
Yeah.
The Fribbles?
Yeah. Or the Frenzies.
They give a nice happy ending.
I'm not going to ask about, like, when I was 16 behind a Friendly's.
No, when you buy a meal, they give you a happy ending. It's a Sunday, you dope.
Oh, well, this got awkward.
That's what they call it.
Friendly's had great cheeseburgers and also good patty melts.
You know what? But then they came out with that cheeseburger that was two grilled cheese sandwiches with a hamburger in between it.
Patty melt?
That's asinine.
Yeah, it's delicious.
That's like three sandwiches in one.
Do you want to get lunch today?
No.
Oh.
You are making me drive you home. Where could we go?
Left Bank Burger Bar. It's delicious. It's right down the street from me.
No, I feel like I will then have diarrhea on my trip home, and I just don't want it.
Okay, well, you want to go someplace else?
I don't know. We'll see. Is there a Cracker Barrel around?
We could go to Sonic.
No.
We never got those cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Oh, that's right. We got to test the mustard. Do you know what I bought? I bought knockoff mustard the other day, and we were all able to tell. It's in the exact same bottle as the Gouldens. Gouldens?
Is that how you say it?
Goulden. It's Gouldens. It's the guy's name. Gouldens.
Oh.
It's not Gouldens. People think it's Gouldens, but
yeah,
it's Gouldens.
I thought it was Gouldens.
Yeah. And I went to Lidl, and it was the exact same bottle, same color, same everything. Like, you would think it was Gouldens if you didn't really read it.
Hmm.
And I bought it because it was like a dollar. And I put it on my daughter's bologna sandwich, and she was like, Dad, I think the mustard was rancid. And I said, no, it was just Lidl. Sorry. And I threw it away and I bought the real stuff.
I've been watching TikToks of people that buy things from like dollar stores. And one guy made a dollar prime rib or prime roast.
What?
And yeah.
They sell meat at dollar stores?
They do. If you go to the back, you'll find it.
No.
And he bought it and he's like, I'm going to make a gourmet meal. Literally cooks the entire thing, eats it, throws it up, and then throws it to the dog.
Don't even give it to the dog. My God, that's animal abuse.
Dogs, I feel like their stomachs are pits.
Wait, was it this episode we were talking about animal abuse, or was it the last one that we ruined? Remember the PETA thing with the lady on the sidewalk?
That was the last episode.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have to try to recreate that.
That's the lost episode.
That is the lost episode.
It'll be one of those that once this turns like 5 years old, it'll be like, go get the lost episode of serial
killers.
Well, see,
I mean, if there's an audio whiz out there, they might be able to fix it, but there's just too much overlay and you...
I thought you were an audio whiz. You spend so much time that you say, you know, editing, you don't know how hard this is for me.
I'm not an audio whiz. All I do is clean up the episode so they don't sound like all over the place and gaps and uhs and hold on a seconds and all these things.
And yet Bull Chat, right up there, it's all good.
Well, because this is just a casual chat. That's like a, you know, that's a ratings show.
Oh, meanwhile, this gets better ratings than serial.
No, I mean ratings
now.
As far as like rating serials.
Oh yes, of course.
This it's just like you and I hanging out, chatting.
Yeah,
chatting. So, did you see this? Hold on, I have to show you these things that came. I think we talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago. It's called Blowout, and it's, you know, it's a pandemic birthday candle blower outer, so you can still have your birthday party.
Oh my gosh.
Since you're not allowed to blow candles out anymore because you're spitting all over the cake.
I can't.
You just do this. And it blows the candle out, but it filters out.
Can I see that really quick?
Your saliva.
Wait, did you light a candle or something?
Oh, I blew it the wrong way. It's this way. Yeah.
That's seriously the way you're supposed to blow?
Uh-huh. Because the filter is here, and it keeps all your germs and crap there, and it blows out here. Here, watch. I'll demonstrate it if you're watching this on YouTube.
Here. This is the worst.
Oh, happy birthday, Andy. Look at that. No COVID.
But then you have to throw it away.
Well, no, you just keep it till your next birthday because you're the only one that can use it.
So, like, you just keep something with your spittle on it every year and you blow into it?
I guess.
That doesn't seem very good.
Or you can use it as one of those wine bottle toppers.
A stopper?
That's what I thought it was when it came.
Yeah, I don't really get this. I'm not saying this is not gonna catch on.
Well, I mean, maybe a year ago, yeah, but it's a little late at this point.
I mean, I was a prime pandemic birthday, mm-hmm. April 30th last year. That was like a prime pandemic time.
Stand 12 inches from cake, put larger end of blowout up to your mouth, make your wishes, take a deep breath, aim above the flame, and blow. Use a sweeping motion back and forth. Do not concentrate on blowing each candle. Okay.
I love that. They're like, this product, just to let you know, is going to inconvenience you. You will not blow out every candle. You may blow out one.
Well, if you're interested in checking it out because you are COVID paranoid still, go to blow-out.net and you can check that out.
It's a .net address?
Yeah, they didn't pay us or anything, but we got them sent to us, so what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know about this one. It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Okay, well, I mean, whatever. Some people still haven't come out of their houses yet and have birthdays, so.
It's true.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you're vaccinated, you can.
Sure. So we're 20 minutes in. Do you want to keep going or can we leave or what?
Well, I mean.
We really didn't talk about anything at all.
I feel like we could, we have one more good topic in us. What could it be?
I don't know, Andrew.
Let's just think of something fun.
How about fun vending machines?
Okay.
Yeah, I love, love vending machines.
We need to go to Japan.
But they sell like bottles of pee in vending machines there.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Isn't there like a red light district there or something? They have vending machines with like pee in it.
Okay, so again.
And dirty and dirty underwear.
That they do have. The pee, no. But you can buy like used underwear from
that
a vending machine.
That is so disgusting.
The best part about their vending machines was that they have hot and cold ones. Their culture is amazing with vending machines. And I don't understand why this has not come here yet. The fact that you could be standing someplace, get a coffee, and get it hot or cold is genius.
Well, I mean, they do have it here, my friend.
Where? I mean, where can I go? Where can I go get a thing of hot corn soup? Show me.
There are vending machines here that have like knishes and pizza and all kinds of stuff in it.
It's not as popular.
No, it's not, but it should be popular. Well, it's because people don't like to. People do not like to eat stuff like that here. They want it fresh. No one's get. Look, when Amy was having Cooper and we were in the hospital, they had a pizza vending machine at the hospital. People don't want that. You know, people want like fresh from the pizza place here.
Again, here.
That'd be a novelty, I'm sorry, like in the Midwest. But I mean, like, I don't know.
I don't even know if it's a Midwest
thing.
That'd
be cool if they put it in a college dorm or something like that. You know?
Maybe we should buy a pizza vending machine and put them in college dorms.
Do you remember
dorms?
When we had that burrito and taco vending machine here for like a day?
Oh, yeah.
That was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
See, those are cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I always loved the vending machine when I used to work. When I lived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, remember for when I was there for 10 months?
Now it's 10 months. Yeah. First it was 9 months.
No, it was 10.
It's 10 months.
It was June to May.
Okay.
So maybe it was 11.
Oh,
so
wow, yeah.
When I worked for Western Union at the APAC Teller Services building, in the break room, they had one of those machines, the vending ones that have the thing that spins around and you turn it and there's like an apple and a sandwich and something in there. I like those. I like the fresh food vending machines.
Oh.
And you slide the door open. Those are always my favorite.
They actually just opened up an
automat?
Yes.
Yes.
In Jersey City.
Well, Harden and Horn, whatever it used to be
what?
Called. Well, yeah. That's what in New York City in the 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, it was so popular.
Yeah. They just opened
and
it back up.
You'd walk into this storefront. There was nobody there. And all these windows. And you put a nickel in and you take out a piece of peach pie.
It got great reviews.
Yeah.
Do you want to go there?
I would go there.
Let's go there for lunch.
Do they have meatloaf?
Yes.
Yeah?
They have a ton of things.
Hmm.
I just haven't tried it yet because I'm like, I don't really know where I'm going with this.
Well, you know, our executive producer on Serial Killers, Diamond.
Yeah?
I'm so jealous of her because she now has a vending machine route.
I know. We need to, like, let's pull our money together and do it.
I told her that I want to be her first employee. I want to work for her.
Oh, my God.
I want to go to vending machines with the big thing of keys and open it up, take out the change, take out the bills, fill the cans. I want to go get the snacks and put them in the thing. Put them in date order because I know freshness sells. You know, come on.
This.
What?
That is, like, I feel a prime Scotty B job.
It is.
It's organizational, which you love.
Yeah.
It, like, requires you to be the only person to do something, which you also love.
Yeah, no help.
It requires, like, you to stack things in certain ways.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is all things that I feel are right up your alley.
Like when I worked in the little five and dime store, I loved leveling the shelves.
Hmm.
You know, someone takes out a can of Lysol, pull it forward.
I got to tell you, I also really loved being a poll worker. That's probably my favorite thing that I've done. A poll worker.
Oh, you're on the poll now.
Yes. I work the polls. I worked the primary election
elections.
In New Jersey.
Okay.
And I'm going to be doing the general, fingers crossed, that they ask me back in November. It was so much fun. And I think it's because there was like a system in place that felt organized. And I also loved like the authority of it. I wanted to like, I just was fascinated by the election process and how the ballots are counted. It was so much fun.
Did you get to wear a name tag?
No, they did not give us name tags.
Oh, to say volunteer?
But let me tell you something.
Did you give out munchkins to the kids?
No. The organization behind it was great, though. And they have so many processes inside of a booklet that you read. And it's so, like, exact. It's like, if this happens,
oh, sure.
you must get scissors located in this bag.
You gotta go
and
buy
use
the book
it to cut this tag.
Buy the book.
It is so precise, and I love that. Nothing is better to me than reading instructions and following them.
Okay, well, that's why I like to build things from IKEA.
I actually need to get something from IKEA. Do you want to come?
No.
Okay, fine. Is that your IKEA key?
That is my Allen wrench.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I do. I like, you know what? It's a sense of satisfaction.
Yes.
When you get a flat box and you turn it into a dresser, you know, it takes forever and it sucks. And the instructions are awful sometimes. And the pictures are like, is that the big end or the small end? I can't tell from that little picture that some kid drew in kindergarten. But I make it work. Every once in a while, I'll have to take something apart and put it back together the right way. But a lot of our furniture in our kids' bedrooms, anyway, are IKEA. And I built them.
I love that.
Yeah.
I do. And know what the funny part about IKEA or any type of furniture you build is? I always try and cut time because I'm like, oh, I'm making good time on this. I'm going to start constructing the other ones just like it. Without fail, every single time, I did something wrong and then I have to fix like four things.
Yeah. No, I'll do one first and then think that I remembered how to do it and then mess the second one up.
Yeah.
But
not great.
Whatever. All right. Are we done now?
Yeah, this was fun.
Oh, okay.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
Well, I'm still really disappointed about that last Serial Killers episode because it just, I'm angry.
We'll make it a DVD or put it on CD and sell them.
What?
Get Serial Killers, the lost episode.
Yeah, but you recorded it, didn't you?
Yes, but like you could watch it on video, but
you can't hear it.
Yeah. Okay. If anything, maybe we could, if you boost the audio, maybe we'll make it a YouTube exclusive.
Well, no, because that's just a waste. Then those serials have gone to waste.
Yeah, which is sad, except not for this one. I don't care. This is gross. This smells like a gas station.
Can you stop? We're going to do it again.
It's disgusting.
We're going to do it again. Stop. Cut it out. Coming soon on Serial Killers, Gas Station Cereal. All right, we got to go, Andrew. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bowl Chat.
Yay!
You can follow
Weekly.
Us. Follow
do you
us.
Love listening to Bowl Chat? I know you do.
Okay. You can follow us. For some reason, it's at Serial Killers PC.
Yes.
But
that's our social handles.
I don't understand that. This is a different podcast.
It's not.
It's an offshoot.
It's not.
It is.
Serial Killers is it's like a spaceship.
Dude, it's kind of like when Different Strokes spun off and Facts of Life came on. They're two different shows.
So
yes.
Do you want me to go make a separate Bowl Chat podcast now that everyone has to go and subscribe to
for
Wednesdays?
Mrs. Garrett did overlap, but it was two different shows.
That's why it says Bowl Chat in the front of the episode that comes out on a Wednesday.
But it's still at Serial Killers PC.
I still don't get it. I'm Scott, and I just need to be really, really like a pain in everyone's butt.
Can you give me my walker, please, so we can go? I need fresh tennis balls, Andrew. Fresh tennis balls, please.
I love that smell. When you pop open the can.
Uh-huh. All right, we got to go. Have a great rest of the week. We will see you on Monday with an all-new Serial Killers.
Yay!
And then I may be again next Wednesday for Bowl Chat.
You will!
All right, until we see you then, say clink, Andrew!
Clink! I still don't think that's going to catch on, but it's fine.
What do you mean catch on? We just do it. It doesn't have to catch.
I feel a certain way about it.
Okay.
Okay, got to go. Bye.
Bye.